Anima says, you and me are brahmacharis. Don't think because the Kauravas are grihasthas, they are not so advanced. Don't make this mistake. They are much more advanced than us. Then, Narada Muni comes to Hastinapura. He comes into the hall of Yudhishthira and he sees Yudhishthira with all his ministers and they discuss one subject. How can they bring Krishna back to Hastinapura? That's what they discuss. So Yudhishthira comes, Narada Muni comes in to the hall and says, you are the greatest devotees of Krishna. Krishna has become your messenger, your chariot driver, your arranger, everything. You proclaim the glories of Krishna since thousands of years all over the world, because it was for Arjuna that Krishna spoke the Gita, which is will be sung all over the world for thousands of years. You are the greatest devotee. But this Yudhishthira wants to give Narada Muni a place to sit down, and they come with an articulate and to do the traditional puja to the saint who comes. But Narada Muni is so entirely ecstatic, he takes the puja plate, worships all the Pandavas with the arati, then he worships the servants of the Pandavas, and then he worships all the animals who are with the Pandavas. He said, you are the greatest devotee, don't stop me. That gets really intense. Then at this moment, Yudhishthira gives out a long sigh. Everyone says, what's the Yudhishthira? And Yudhishthira says, I am such a low class devotee. Krishna is just doing this favors because I am so low class. I wouldn't be able to exist otherwise if I would not be worshipped by Krishna. I am so low class. You can't imagine. All devotees want that new devotees are brought to Krishna consciousness. But when any sane person hears about the miseries which we Pandavas underwent when we were banished into the forest, he would think, oh, this is what happens to the devotees. Thank you. I don't want to become a devotee. Then Yudhishthira can't talk any longer, but Arjuna speaks. People say, I am so dear to Krishna that he spoke the Bhagavad Gita. But do you know why he spoke the Bhagavad Gita? Because I am such a rascal, I didn't want to surrender to Krishna's plan. You have to preach to me for half an hour so that I do what he wanted. This is how wicked of a devotee I am. And Bhima speaks. Bhima, the strongest man in the world, who could fight him, thousand elephants at once, cries helplessly like a little child. He said, Bhima, really think what you say. You are a saint. Krishna has given us this huge palace and kingdom, but it's only a display of his illusory energy. He tricked us. Otherwise, why would he have left us? We are now the potent. The Sahadeva and Nakulas begin to speak. Our life is to arrange festivals for the Lord so that he is glorified. But he has left us. Now we can't do this. And then Kunti says, if Krishna is really merciful to the Pandavas, he will allow us to die on this second. And how would you like to say? And on it goes. This is a story which you need 2 full days to be all the leader. when you are 2 full days only in Purna Krishna Katha, at that time you are not anyone that has material consciousness. We had such a program in Switzerland. In the mountains, snow-capped mountains, and so we had to go there by a gondola. Do you know a gondola?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then for half an hour we made him feel stronger, higher and higher, until he came to the place where we gave the seminar to him. Now, he refuses to say to anything that's already happy. And I want to make this seminar available for the devotees in Croatia. In the beginning I thought that we should do it at the summer camp, but then I thought no, because in the summer camp so many things are happening that you are interrupted. But if you can stay there just for 2 days, absorbed in Krishna Katha, and it's never boring, then at the end the effect will be greater because it's not interrupted. I mean, not minimum, yes, 2 days, 1.5 days. So we are still thinking if we can organize this. Or maybe instead of a birthday ceremony, we can just talk 2 days Krishna Katha. Oh, so instead, but this. Yeah. It would be very good for all of us, especially for me, because when I just talk Krishna Katha, Krishna, 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 then the material energy just goes totally away. You don't feel that you're part of this world of Vrindavan. Krishna Katha has two potencies. It's called Taraka, it liberates you from material existence, and Paraka, it pulls you towards Krishna. It's like a holy place. You remember going to a holy place? There's these two energies you can contact. The one which gives you liberation, and the other attracts you to Krishna. Krishna Katha is a Mahat Tirtha, not just an ordinary Tirtha of ways of pilgrimage, but a Mahat Tirtha. Okay, so thank you very, very much for staying with us for so long. We have still a little. I'm getting a little bit. It's so different. The energy of spending time with preaching is so different. I was then staying on the retreat, and I tell you, when I came into the hall today, I was so happy to see all these wonderful life clubs, but at the same time so shy. I just thought, oh no, I can't put it out, but I'm so shy. I just go in the corner and pretend that I have to make notes, because you become different in your mind. You become this very much introspective at that time. That's why I want to publish this diary. Publish means not in a big way, but on January 1st we will start with a Sharanagati web page, because there are so many modern devotees, and we will have part of Sharanagati web page is for outsiders, but also for insiders. When we have the inside code, I don't know how it works, but with a computer expert can tell us, then you can see files which ordinary people cannot see. So there will be this. The web page is like, it should be like a calendar with many rooms, and some of this new special permit cards. Let's get the password. We can remember something. I think we are now getting more to tell us. Let us end here. Yes. Yes. Well, this is a question. It's a difficult question, because no devotee really likes to be put so much in the center. He does not like it. But at the same time, it's a tradition. So I'm always in two minds. One mind always says, no, not at all, I don't need to do that. Every year. And so the other mind says, yes, we need to do it. Also, it's so nice to see all the devotees again, and everyone tries to be so good, and it's so enlivening. And I must say, I also very much like it. Because when I saw in two minds, I never know before when it will take place, where it will take place. I have not
You can only stand with the left side and love you. So I'm going to help you with the best I remember, I thought we should do it in a third place. And then I thought, oh yeah, I'm a bad guy. I can't come and be in peace. Like that. So I'm very serious. So much attention. It's also impractical. I thought that some of these girls need one of two places, either Radhadesh or the Pushkar, it was also a nice place. Although when you look back now, it looks so ugly. but when you are there, in the atmosphere, when you don't look externally, you look the place really not so beautiful. It's not it's seeing the world, but it's the atmosphere of the this really did something very interesting. Maybe you should arrow a big boat of sail over the ocean. Mm-hmm. It was like that. He did a preaching seminar. Many, with very nice parachute people, and he rented a huge boat. We went on the boat of the ocean, and that was crossing the ocean of that we have done very, very nice. When we were sailing is very nice. You don't hear any motor with the wind, and the people surrounded by the elements. And then I made a meditation workshop, and we did a meditating. And then, even at that time not sailing, it was in the morning. We were anchoring somewhere near some beautiful island, and then we were meditating, and then these people, there were two people who were experts in sailing. You know, it was a huge boat, 50 meters, so you need to know how to drive it. And the rest of the seamen were from our own development, from our seminar people. They had to work for half an hour or so we were all meditating. Then all of a sudden I heard what was happening, they were pulling the anchor up. Everyone just, I had brought them by some traditional breathing techniques into a state that they were totally away from the body. And some almost didn't come back into the body. They were really bad. Well, maybe we should celebrate on a boat, but for many it can't be done for many people otherwise. I would be happy if I could tell you the answer. I really don't know, but it's the blame of the Lord. He has to find, we are forever. He has to give us the blame. It's the love of everything. We don't feel nothing. We don't feel the feeling is lost than we do. At this moment, I don't know. Maybe in your garden. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And don't forget, with this, I think this is not the right picture. Nirjana,
he said, kindly given this to me at the beginning. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a worthwhile subject matter. Although the story is a little wild,